The number of African Americans in the movie business is shockingly low. Here's one statistic. More than 500 movies came out last year. 9 of them had black directors. Or try this number. Last summer, there were only 2 Hollywood movies with a black male star at the top of the marquee. They were The Karate Kid, played by 12-year-old Jaden Smith, and Lottery Ticket, starring former Kid rapper Bow Wow. These statistics weren't news to Donnell Alexander, but this year he tried breaking into the business anyway.
I've co-produced a true story short movie about a pitcher who threw a no-hitter while tripping on acid. The thing's gone viral and is something very cool, according to both the internet and the film festival circuit. I want to make it into a movie that as many people as possible can see. So I've begun peddling it around Hollywood. Feedback is boiled down to, kid, don't bet on it. The Hitch, I'm told, is my protagonist. He's a black guy. And not your standard issue big movie black guy. A project like mine is a long shot, and that says something about the movie industry. But what? I don't have enough miles on my odometer to know, so I thought I'd ask other, more veteran filmmakers.
These conversations always come back to, you know, the booty call Rosewood conversation.
Indie director Barry Jenkins has a theory, one I'd heard before, which goes back to 97. Picture John Singleton still riding high off Boys in the Hood, deciding to do his prestige picture. A movie capable of showing that black films could do big business.
Hollywood put up the money, and John Singleton made Rosewood, which is a pretty good film, you know?
In 1923, the black town of Rosewood was a land of opportunity.
And the movie came out, you know, it's big budget, black Hollywood epic.
Tell me the truth. Was it truly a color dynasty?
And absolutely tanked. You know, no one went out and supported that film. And the very next weekend, Booty Call came out.
Fuck if you don't get... What is this? Hey.
Leave Killer alone. He does live here, and you are just visiting Buns.
Well, if we was really in China, I'd have his ass honey roasted.
A fraction of the budget. And absolutely, I mean, not to bash anyone who made Booty Call, but nowhere near as meritorious as Rosewood as a cultural endeavor.
Thing is, Booty Call totally makes me laugh. And not just because of the name. Jamie Foxx turns into a movie star right before your eyes.
Made tons of money. Made more money than Rosewood. And I think when you look at those two weekends back to back, and that was over a decade ago, I think it really is one of the first steps in what's gotten us to this point that you and I are having this conversation right now.
What lesson did the film industry take away from those consecutive weekends? That the blacks we put on screen will have to be broadly funny or flatly evil if we plan to recoup our investment. Aside from the occasional drama backed by a superstar like Oprah Winfrey, the thoughtful Hollywood film about and by black people went out with mobile pagers. Writer-director Michael Elliott has been making a living in Hollywood and says studio executives believe they can't sell tickets when they take a black movie overseas.
There's a whole huge stream of revenue that studios feel like they don't get to taste because the project's black. There is no foreign market for this, and we've been told this forever.
Elliott's made his way in the industry by producing modestly budgeted romantic comedies with black people in front of and usually behind the cameras. His latest, Just Right, did okay in theaters and as a DVD.
When am I going to meet that one amazing guy who thinks I'm the one woman he can't live without?
The success of Just Right was based on having Queen Latifah a bankable star, which is to say, capable of bringing in an audience on opening weekend. The list Hollywood keeps of bankable black female leads has 2 names.
The list is like, it's really, 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 really small. There's moments where Halle Berry is on that list and Queen Latifah is on that list. And that's where it stops. On the male side, there's actors who are really not on the list because they have such a mainstream and foreign appeal, a la Will Smith, Denzel Washington. Those men aren't really considered black actors.
Hold the phone. Denzel and Will aren't black? You lost me.
Meaning that they have such crossover appeal to white people that white people don't really view them as like black. They view Will Smith as Will Smith. They don't really see him. They don't see color.
Whatever. My man with the booty call theory knew he couldn't get Will Smith for his movie. It's a low-budget sleeper called Medicine for Melancholy. In it, 2 strangers bike and dance around San Francisco in the wake of drunken stranger party sex.
It seems like the city just pisses you off.
Nah, I love this city. I hate this city, but I love this city. San Francisco's beautiful. You shouldn't have to be upper middle class to be a part of that.
Medicine for Melancholy screened in just three American cities, one at a time, and then Barry Jenkins took it on to the international festival circuit.
And I went to Krakow, Poland, Toronto, Buenos Aires, Mar del Plata, to Paris, London, and the reaction was always absolutely amazing. Literally, I had people say to me in many different languages, "We've never seen black people like this before." And I was like, well, they exist in pretty much every city.
I want to do what Barry Jenkins did, make a picture about compelling people in situations that captivate. Characters, our complicated racial past is kept at bay. But I want to make money. The closest the industry has come to this in recent history is with Precious. That one made money, both at home and abroad. The project also happened to have the Tyler Perry and Oprah brands behind it. Even so, Precious wasn't made by Hollywood. It came up through the festival circuit.
It was an example of a film that began at Sundance and then went to Toronto and then in the marketplace tracked. When these movies are allowed to actually perform and they're supported properly, I think a lot of these urban legends or these Hollywood legends that we like to talk about, they're disproven.
It's important not to take the urban legends too personally. In the film history, Easy Riders, Raging Bulls, Peter Biskin wrote, "Because movies are expensive and time-consuming to make, Hollywood is always the last to know, the slowest to respond. In times of economic austerity, it's not the obvious move to make more big black films. But who knows? Maybe some other filmmaker will create a hit with a black point of view and characters born of it, and it'll do boffo box office all over, and I'll get a meaningful studio meeting. But I'm fully prepared to book a flight to Krakow. Word is that the Poles dig films about complicated black Americans."
Donnell Alexander is the author of the book, Ghetto Celebrity, Searching for My Father in Me.